All of Ira Kaufman's work at JoeBucksFan.com is presented by Bill Curry Ford. That's Tampa's first family of Ford dealerships. Bill Curry Ford since 1960, a mile north of the stadium on Dale Mabry Highway. BillCurryFord.com. Bucks fans, the sage of Tampa Bay sports is here, Mr. Bill Curry Ford himself. Ira Kaufman, the king of Newport Richie, Uncle Ira, the custodian of Canton. Hall of Fame vote is coming up on Tuesday. Ira's a very busy man. But it's the wee hours of Monday. Sage has got a sport coat on, and we have got deals at Bill Curry Ford. Let's talk about the 2024 Ford Bronco Sport models, up to $8,000 off MSRP. There are so many offers at BillCurryFord.com. 2025 Ford Explorer, lease $497 a month for 36 months. You got them all going there, Ira. There's so many offers for the new year. General Manager Sean Sullivan is eager to help everybody personally. He's our JoeBucksFan.com draft guru. It's almost his time of year. And you can listen to his Best in Class podcast. He's very sad about tonight's loss, but he will be there for you at Bill Curry Ford. They're online, BillCurryFord.com. That's where you start shopping. Don't worry. Drive Curry. Bill Curry Ford. Don't worry. Drive Curry. Family owned since 1960. Mile north of the stadium on Dale Mabry Highway. Sage, also, we end the year, but we're starting the year, and that means everybody's got to be aware of what's going on in their home. Florida's Elite Restoration.com. Florida's Elite Restoration.com. Get there. That's the company you call when you have a disaster at your property, fire, mold, storm damage, whatever it might be. You call them first, call them 24/7. They will respond. And they will come out and give you a free evaluation. You can't ask for more than that. Florida's Elite Restoration.com. Owner Josh Martin, friend of the Sage. You think he's happy tonight, Ira, with this loss?
No, I'll see him in Publix this week, and he'll be squeezing the cantaloupes and trying to forget about this one.
This was really a tough one, but Florida's Elite Restoration, when you call, when you have that disaster, mention Ira or Joe Bucks Fan, you'll get $500 back. If you need their services, if you need them to fight with your insurance company to do battle, they are a one-stop shop all across the state, all across the Tampa Bay area. Florida's Elite Restoration, if you have that disaster, they can do everything, mold, fire, flood, and fix everything if that's what you need, repairs, remodel. Check out their website. That's the best thing you can do now, Florida's Elite Restoration.com. Ira, we'll clear the floor, man. The Bucks, they had it. They didn't have it. They weren't as good, but this was a winnable game. So a winnable playoff loss is brutal. And your thoughts?
Guys, I've been through a lot of these elimination games. And sometimes when the season ends, you know a coaching change is around the corner. You knew it with Raheem Morris, 10 in a row, he can't come back. You knew it with Dirk Cutter, he was a dead man walking. You probably figured it with Lovie Smith. That's not the case this year. Bowles isn't going anywhere. Sorry to break it. The news to the Bulls skeptics out there. I'd like to start by saying I had the pleasure of meeting Greg DeCruz before the game, and that was nice. That was nice. One of the great Buck fans and a great fan of the podcast and Joe Buck's fan writings. As far as this game's concerned, I'm probably an outlier here because everybody tends to look at it from a Buck perspective. Washington deserved to win, Lee. Washington was the better team today. I'm not a big stat guy, but there's one stat that tells the story, Lee, and there's no getting around it. 69 snaps to 44. 69. That is a whopping difference. So what does that mean? That means Liam Cohn didn't have the ball enough. They just didn't have the ball enough. And 8 out of 15 on third downs. Defense can't get off the field. I'm not going to kill the defense, Lee. They made two goal line stands in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, I agree.
They made them kick field goals. I'm not going to throw dirt on the Buck defense necessarily.
You hold a playoff team to 23 points. That's terrible.
But Washington is 13-5 for a reason, Lee. That's a pretty good team. Not a great team. I don't expect them to win next week in Motown. That's a tall order. But they were the better team tonight. I think the Bucks played hard. But again, Lee, no takeaways. Again, can't get off the field. And the muffed exchange was a huge play with McMillan. Just a huge play.
Ira, when's the last time a Washington rookie won a playoff game? Or at least tell me the guy's name.
Jeez. Joe Theismann? No.
Good guess, but no.
No. Brad Johnson? No.
No.
All right, what do you got?
Sammy Ball.
Oh, unbelievable, Lee. Unbelievable. Steve, the better team won today. You can say what you want. The Bucks didn't do this. The Bucks didn't do that. Washington played a poised game, unruffled, led by their quarterback, who's going to be outstanding
already
for about the next 15 years.
Yeah.
You're going to be looking.
All right, enough of this.
I don't want to hear anything
from you.
You're
going to hear it. The Bucks defense sucks. It sucks, Ira. They were bailed out by Dan Quinn passing on two red zone field goals. That would change the narrative here to give Washington 30 points, 29 points. You know, they're not good. They give up the booty easily all day long. It's not just the soft zone. It's how wide open these guys are, and that ties to your turnovers. It's awfully hard to pick off a football when you're 5 yards from the guy, and they stink, and they needed a stop here. They couldn't get it.
Now wait a minute. You're yakking about Dan Quinn eschewing field goals, but the Bucs stopped them on the fourth downs. Stopped them.
That's great. That's great. The defense still stinks. That's why your time of possession stat was out there, and it's been bad all year. They've been a bottom third defense all year, and they didn't step it up tonight, and that sucks.
Is that a roster question, Lee? Or the way that Bowles uses them?
It could be a little of both.
Could be a little of both.
Honestly, I think if you gave the Bucks the hierarchy truth serum, they have buyer's remorse about Jordan Whitehead. Now, I know he didn't play tonight, but there's some players.
I'm still waiting for Winfield to make a play, Lee.
He's been hurt all year. First it was a foot, then it was a knee. I know fans are wanting to say, oh, he got his money, so he shut it down.
I'm not going
to
go there.
I'm not going there at all because he's not that kind of guy. He really did a hell of an acting job for a couple of years there.
They missed his impact plays severely.
Yes. Oh, by the way, here comes the broken record. They don't have an edge rush. The whole team just made too many mistakes. The whole team. Graham Barton snapping the ball deep in your end zone. You don't know what the snap count is. You don't know what the snap count is. That's one of the most basic. And I know Graham Barton's not stupid. He went to Duke. And I don't care if he's a rookie. He's a good guy. But damn it, this is the playoffs. That's unforgivable. As simple as that. And it goofed up the offense. And you heard Bowles. He lost yardage there. So he didn't go for it on fourth down.
That's right. That's right.
And it just snowballed like that. Those mistakes. Penalties. Bowles. Bemoan, there's a word for it, bemoan the penalties. And he's right. Those penalties screwed them up. Comedy of errors, I hate to say it. And yeah, the big error was the botched snap. Now, McMillan in the locker room, he said him and Mayfield weren't on the same page. Mayfield took a bullet for the team. That was on me. I had bad time.
On the sheet, he gets the fumble.
And Chris Collinsworth on the broadcast explained that's on Mayfield. If it doesn't feel right, don't hand it off. Ira, you know, just going back to this defense. So Washington gets the ball, they drive down, they pass on the field goal. Okay, next drive, 17 plays, 10 minutes, 92 yards. That wasn't in the script for the Bucks. Next possession by Washington, 11-play drive for a field goal, and all of a sudden we're at the end of the half. Not good enough, Todd.
They did average 29 points or so during the season.
Yeah, 28 points.
They did.
Yeah, good team.
I'm not saying the Buck defense played a strong game. They didn't.
I agree with you.
I don't think they were awful.
Yeah, they weren't terrible. And I know people will jump on me for saying that. They weren't terrible. They weren't good. They weren't terrible.
And McLaurin hurt them today.
Which he
did not do in week one.
I never thought. I mean, I knew he was a good wide receiver. I didn't think he was Mike Evans like that. That
35-yard catch was fantastic.
Oh, my gosh, was that good. They could not stop that guy.
Good coverage on the 35-yard pass. Excellent
Dean
coverage.
Can I get this out of the way?
Yeah.
It's time to look for another corner. I love Jamel Dean, but just as Bill Parcells famously said, your best ability is your availability. That's two playoff games in a row he couldn't finish because he gets hurt. The guy wakes up in the morning and sneezes and pulls a muscle. They got to look for another
corner. Here's the best news of all, Steve. Your priorities are set. Your off-season priorities are set. They're almost all on the defensive side. If Liam Collins leaves, you got to replace him, and you got to pick a good replacement. If he's back, you don't have a lot of concerns on that side of the ball. Especially if you re-sign Godwin, which is up in the air. We shall see. But McMillan came on, edge rush, and secondary.
All right. So
and a linebacker.
We got plenty of time to talk about the offseason.
Other than that, the defense is great.
Other than that, the defense is great.
Look, Ira, Todd Bowles, fourth quarter field goal decision. Okay? Second and one, Liam Cohen. And this may have been the drive.
That was the sequence.
This may be the
second and one.
This may be the series that keeps Liam Cohen
second
in Tampa.
Second and one from the 12th.
Second and one. Cohen calls the quarterback sneak or Mayfield audibles to it, whatever. Nothing. Then you had the Graham Barton. Mayfield explained that Barton thought somebody jumped, so he did a quick snap.
Run by Irving?
Yes, the run by Irving loses 2 yards. That was the Barton exchange.
If it was fourth and one, I think you would have went for it.
Then it's fourth and three. He kicks the field goal, okay? So, but he had the ball. They were in the red zone, and you got 4.5 minutes left. Do you go for it there? Do you go for it? You're down three. I understand taking the points, but I also understand, hey, look, my defense is getting carved up all night. I got Mike Evans. I got plays in my book for 3 yards, and the analytics probably you're giving me a 42% chance.
ESPN analytics say go for it? Is that what you're saying?
No, I don't know.
You got 3 points on your platter. You take it.
I'm with Ira.
It's not fourth and one, Lee. If it was, I think he would have went for it.
I agree with you. And we're sitting there mocking Dan Quinn for not kicking field goals. I can't flip it around and then kill Bowles for kicking a field goal.
Quinn played this game from the start like he was facing the 2007 Patriots.
He did.
Averaging 36 points a game or something.
Maybe that's what you should do in the playoffs.
He expected the Bucs to score a lot more points and push the ball. I think that sequence, Ira, really hurt Liam Cohen because every owner interested in Liam Cohen was watching tonight and saw them.
Mayfield might have switched that second down play to himself.
I don't know. We can find out. But Sage, Mike Florio was on Sunday night in America, whatever they call that now, Football Night in America. And he was saying that Mayfield told him how much he wants Cohen back, how hungry he is to have him back. And Florio speculated that a good game by Cohen could help him here tonight, but a bad game, you know, not so much. So where do you think we are with Cohen?
Well,
because the Bucs offense didn't look good tonight, Ira. Why do you throw to Mike Evans only 7 times when he's the best player on the field and he caught all 7 targets? How about that?
You're knocking Liam Cohen?
No, I'm asking you.
Doesn't he have a body of work this year? That's pretty darn impressive. Fifth in the league in scoring offense without Godwin for the last 10, 11 games now, if you want to count this game. That's pretty impressive. I don't know if Cohn's going to leave, but if he gets an offer, I think he'll take it.
Really?
I do. I think he'll take it.
Even without a quarterback?
I think he'll take it. His dream. It's his dream.
Well, yeah.
Of course, you know, Cohen's got a body.
Your dream is Rachel Watson, and his dream is an NFL job.
Of course, Cohen's got a body of work. I want him back, Ira. I'm saying, you know how NFL owners work. You just talked to Arthur Blank the other day, for God's sakes. They're emotional people. They watch this and be like, maybe I'll wait on that guy. You know,
well, he's only been linked to one job, right?
Well, yeah. If I'm an owner and I'm watching Liam Cohen tonight, you know what I'm saying? He never had the ball. That's a big part of it, Lee. 44 snaps is ridiculously low. You should have 60, right?
Mm-hmm.
60, 65. This guy gets 44, and it's not like the Bucs were punting every 2 seconds. I was watching the conga line towards the Washington locker room after the game. Saw the owner walking by. Cliff Kingsbury.
Magic Johnson.
Was screaming.
Was his Instagram model girlfriend with him?
No. You know what Kingsbury was screaming? To anybody that would listen. How many punts did we have tonight, gentlemen? How many punts? You know what the answer was? Zero. Zero punts. Washington played a good game, Lee. They played a good game, and Daniels is the real deal. And
yeah, he is.
All right, all right.
And Steve can't believe that the Bucs lost to a team that the Bucs were better than. Well, I'm not sure the Bucs are a better team. I don't know. I'm not sure about that.
What I thought was a major factor in why the Bucs couldn't win, they didn't get the run game going. The Bucs' run game is their bread and butter, believe it or not. Washington's Achilles heel, so to speak, is their run defense. They didn't look like they had a bad run defense tonight. And I asked a couple of players, like, what were they doing different? They looked pretty sharp on the run defense. And I said, you guys, for whatever reason, couldn't get in the flow of things. Well, Kate Otten, who's fairly smart guy, he told me he thought the lack of possessions, the lack of time of possession, screwed them up. They couldn't get into a flow. Next thing you know, they're giving the ball up.
And I don't think the Buck offensive line had its way with Washington's defensive line.
Not really.
I don't think you could say that. Other than a couple of Irving runs, maybe two, he had no running room.
Well, the last time he had 4.5 yards of carry. The last time he had less than 4.5 yards of carry, which he had tonight, was also another loss, Dallas.
Considering the holes that were or were not open for Bucky Irving, I think 4.5 yards is a damn good job by Bucky Irving tonight.
Well, the run defense contained Jaden Daniels.
Run defense
big time.
Was great.
He didn't run much. He got hit. Levante David, you know, chased him down for what officially was a sack, and they held
He was bleeding. You see him bleeding?
Yeah.
That was Bucks think that was McCollin.
But fair or not, I wrote this right after the game. The Bucks have a new identity. It's called the first half snooze. What is
you're
going
not
on?
Wrong. You're not wrong on that.
It took a Baker Mayfield, what was it, 3rd and 14 or something, and he's 3rd and 8, and he's barreling and breaking tackles to get a first down.
You're right.
And then they pounded Mike Evans and got a touchdown. After 28 minutes, they woke up. Why has that happened?
Is that the 3rd time in 4 games that they snoozed in the first half? Yeah, that's a problem.
It's
that's
a problem.
Issue.
So, Ira, look, I need you to explain to a lot of fans who are very freaked out. They need to understand Todd Bowles is coming back, because there's a lot of people out there, media, I've heard this a few spots saying Bowles was playing for his life tonight, blah, blah, blah. It's not the case. It's not our information. It's not reality. But they need to hear it from you, because you are the sage. I'm not.
I think the feeling, the pervasive feeling in the organization from the people that count, not from Kate Otten, not to pick on Kate Otten, but from the people that count, is they made strides this year, but there's still holes on this roster. And next year is the year that they're going to be a really formidable team. If Jason Light does what Jason Light does, and that means produce another outstanding draft class, hit free agency, which they really didn't do, besides your great Randy Gregory over there, Lee, that we're still laughing about. The feeling from the guys that count is they're a year away. Look out for the Bucs in 2020. I think there's a lot to be said about that.
I hope
this is not a complete team yet. Not yet.
I hope people can do the math, because you dropped the right names.
Yeah.
So people rewind and listen carefully what Ira's saying. You could do the math where he's getting his intel
Steve,
from.
Steve, this is not a complete team. This is not a complete team, this Buck team. And I'm talking about the roster. I'm talking about the talent, not the coaching. It's not a complete team. They need help.
They need help. Most teams do, other teams than the Super Bowl winner. So that's how that goes. All right, Ira.
But at least they have an identity. They can score.
Okay.
Yeah, they can score.
They sleep in the first half. That's
they do.
I'm just mad, Ira. It's this post game. It's late at night. This sucks. This is a winnable game. Washington.
Yeah, it was a winnable game.
They weren't
game.
So great out there. They weren't, lighting the world on fire. Just crappy, crappy, crappy. Sage, I'll ask you this as we head out, because we'll come back with a more comprehensive look after Todd Bowles talks tomorrow. Locker room clears out. Players will have things to say. Not much going on tonight. Fans watch the game. They know what happened. We'll be able
to... You know what the prevalent message, from what I can determine, Lee? Now, you talk to different guys than I did. But the guys that I talked to, the prevalent message, and it was consistent, some guys aren't going to be back here next year. We're not going to have the same team.
That's true every year.
And they were lamenting it, but that's the way it is.
Yeah, that's true every year. Dirk Cutter used to say right around 30%. It's just attrition.
You turn the bottom of the roster. Yeah, that's just what happened.
You don't re-sign guys. Maybe you guys retire.
The best news of all, Stevie? They got a quarterback.
That is the best
news. And a lot of teams don't.
Yeah. And on the Bulls front, this isn't a podcast of whether we would bring back Todd Bowles. We could do that. We could do that later in January or something like that. But he's coming back. Deal with it. He's the head coach. Lee and I don't pick the head coach. I promise. We don't have any influence.
One more quick thing, Lee. And I think this is a point that nobody really makes about Bowles. Say what you want. He hired Dave Canales. Not a bad hire. And he hired Liam Cohn. You got to give him that.
Yeah.
He hired Liam Cohn.
Now, you know Bowles pretty well. What do you think of the chances that he sits down with the Glazers and like, Todd, we want you back. We like the advancement you're making. You have a better record every year. Not too many coaches win 3 divisions. You got to get in the playoffs before you win it all. But you got to bring in a defensive coordinator.
I wouldn't be shocked if the Glazers suggested it. I think Bowles has too much pride. I'm not sure he would do it. I hope that's not a point of contention between ownership and coach. But, Bowles takes a lot of pride in doing that. But, the defense, I think they underachieved a little bit this year. Not a great deal, considering the injuries.
Well,
but I do think they underachieved.
For a team, and I know that people...
For a team that was putting up 30 points almost every game.
People either want to choke me or slit my throat because I say this all the time, but it's true. And if it wasn't important, I wouldn't say it. You got to have an edge rush. You're not going to win a Super Bowl without edge rush. Just not. And I'll just say this. The Bucs have only had a dangerous edge rush 3 times. The worst they did was make it to an NFC title game. Leroy Salmon got the NFC title game. Simeon Rice, they won a Super Bowl. JPP and Shaq, they won a Super Bowl.
Go ask Patrick Mahomes how important an edge rush is facing.
Well, the Commanders proved tonight you can win without much of an edge rush. So
A game.
No,
let's see him win the Super Bowl.
No, I'm not knocking that.
Well, Mayfield only threw 18 balls, Lee. 18. That's all he threw.
I read tonight, Next Gen Stats. He had the most successful plays of his Bucks days tonight. All for nothing. All for nothing.
Well, look, Todd Bowles screams about turnovers, and that's what cost him tonight. And yep. So
I still can't get over 7 interceptions in 18 games. I can't get over it. That's horrible.
Not enough. That's what happens when you're wide open. All right, Ira, look, BillCurryFord.com. Everybody can shop there.
On my way home tonight, about 2:33 in the morning, I'm going to look for a coconut donut. I might find it.
We're going to find you one, Ira.
What, are you going to have a cop pull you over?
Greg the Crew said if I go to Costa Rica and see him, he's gonna greet me with a coconut donut.
But you know what? That solves the end of a Bucs season. A loss is a new vehicle, a Bill Curry Ford. And remember, Florida's Elite Restoration. They're there for you 24/7. FloridasElitereStoration.com.
Leah, are you going home or are you going to write another 2-story?
Home and immediately start writing for Monday.
Immediately start writing?
Yeah.
And showing up tomorrow?
Yeah.
At $1?
Yeah.
All right, Sage, look.
We are going to talk later in the week, Steve.
Sad times, you know, so much to say.
The finality of it, Steve. The finality
of
it.
Yeah. You know. Brutal. Brutal.
A doink off the right upright. Oh, Jesus.
Brutal stuff. Not what anybody envisioned, not what anybody wanted. And we're stuck with it for another 8 months to stew on it. So there you go. All right, Sage, we'll see you later in the week.